and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I'm looking at the stock market. It was down for most of the day, but just before the end, the plunge protection team came in as usual, and they massaged the market for that traditional Friday happy ending, so all the money junkies can have a relaxing weekend thinking that everything is just hunky-dory. Now, getting on over to the IRS scandal, the fallout from that is continuing. Nobody is buying this idea that the IRS just accidentally lost Lois Lerner and six other IRS officials' emails that are all at the heart of this scandal. That they didn't lose any others, just these critical emails were lost and didn't restore from the backups because it was just too difficult, fired the company that was doing the offsite archiving, and it looks pretty ugly. Now, different media outlets are handling the story very differently. Fox News, of course, is treating it as the outrage that it is. CNN's gone the other way and saying, oh, the GOP is just making this stuff out of thin air, and it's an attack on the president and how great the IRS commissioner is to just stand firm against all this congressional harassment here. And Joe Scarborough basically came out on this, the media that is trying to censor and downplay the scandal, saying this is why conservatives don't trust the newspapers or CNN. Now, there's been a new development because a big reason that these emails were an issue is that Judicial Watch had sued the IRS over the apparent illegal targeting of conservative groups, dissidents, senators, donors to Mitt Romney's campaign. And they had subpoenaed these emails. And then, oh my goodness, they are gone. And apparently the IRS came into the court saying they were going to provide the information for a long period of time, not informing either Judicial Watch or the court that the emails had been destroyed. Meaning they were still in existence at the time, and the IRS is lying now about when the computer crash took place, or the IRS was just trying to stall everybody along. But now Judicial Watch is taking the IRS back to court to get these people on a stand under oath, subject to being thrown in jail for perjury, to find out exactly where those emails went and find out exactly who is lying. And I think Judicial Watch, based on their past track record, they may get at the truth a lot more quickly and accurately than even a congressional hearing will do. So we're going to cheer them on. ACLU has issued a new report focusing on how the federal government has been encouraging the creation of a paramilitary police force in our streets. The report is called War Comes Home, the Excessive Militarization of American Policing. And it shows how the U.S. federal government has spent billions of your tax dollars giving the local police these devices with which they are now terrorizing you. Giving the police military-grade weapons and encouraging the police to use them every day, daily basis. It's the new Gestapo here. The statistics are very chilling. Article over at Investment Watch blog. Every single day in America, every day, over 100 families are subjected to a SWAT raid. Every single day. We were mentioning this earlier, this up in Massachusetts, the SWAT teams are trying to deflect a Freedom of Information Act request from the American Civil Liberties Union, basically saying that these SWAT teams are being run by privatized companies and are therefore immune to the Freedom of Information Act and any other open records laws. They can do whatever they want and keep it secret because they're private companies. Story over in The Guardian. The FISA court has granted yet another extension of the license for the NSA to engage in bulk collection of your phone calls. Despite all the controversy, despite all the scandal, the obvious illegality, the FISA court got out their big rubber stamp and said, boom, yes, they can do it. They can continue until September of this year, at which point they'll renew it again. This is all a fraud. It's all a hoax. FISA stands for the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Emphasis on the word foreign. The FISA court does not actually have legal authority to authorize spying on American citizens inside the United States because such warrantless spying violates the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. And he claims that the FISA court can authorize spying on Americans inside the United States is a bluff. It's theater to try and trick you into thinking that there is some kind of a legal authority by which the federal government can bypass your Fourth Amendment right to privacy. And they can't. It's a bluff. It's a fake. The bill that created the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court is aimed at foreign intelligence and foreign surveillance outside the United States of America. It doesn't have jurisdiction or standing here inside the United States. Now, Glenn Greenwald has been dropping hints for quite a time that he has, because of Edward Snowden, obtained a list of quite a few of the people the NSA has been spying on without warrant. And he's now starting to basically hint that he has written a story around that information because he's in a very strange position legally. If he takes this information from Edward Snowden and it is incorporated as part of a story, as part of the source and the background, it is legal for him to publish it. He can't just dump it on the net or laws about leaking, releasing classified information come into play. So it's one of those legal niceties he's having to work around. But now he's saying the story is ready. It's going to be out very, very soon with at least a partial list of the names that the NSA has been spying on. And he is basically saying it is going to be very shocking when you find out who the NSA considers a threat and who they've been spying on. We're going to grab a quick phone call here. James in North Carolina. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? James, are you there? I guess not. Okay, now then, story coming out of Russia today. The Pentagon has just ordered 500 new state-of-the-art spy glasses. This is sort of like the Google Glass on steroids. They're very expensive devices. Come from a company called Defense One Technology. The company is Osterhout Design Group. And these are glasses with built-in computerization and GPS and communication. And they're supposed to give agents in the field an intelligence edge over everybody else. So far, so good. Until you look at the glasses. And they're so distinctive and unique. If you see somebody wearing one of these, you're immediately going to say, oh, that's a U.S. spy. You know, in those James Bond movies, and they're all fun, we like to look at them, and I'm actually liking the new ones. They seem a lot closer to the original than some of those pretty boy gadget-heavy films. But real spies in the field don't carry stuff like that because it is a dead giveaway that they're a spy. You know, they go to where they're going to go, and whatever they need, they just buy at the local store. Shortwave radio, flashlights, batteries. They're not carrying, you know, a briefcase that unfolds into an aircraft carrier. It would be a dead giveaway. And this, the 500 new state-of-the-art spy glasses the Pentagon bought What are they going to use them for? They can't wear them out in public because it's a dead giveaway. They didn't think this thing all the way through. All righty, let's see. A military judge. Now, this is being reported in The Guardian. A military judge is upholding the order demanding the Central Intelligence Agency release their information on the use of torture. CIA and the U.S. government have been trying to keep it under wraps. The American people don't need to know we're torturing people to death to find weapons of mass destruction that don't exist. And the court said otherwise. You have every right to know just how evil this government has become. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
What really
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And right now on Fox News, they've got Ron Paul on. He's now out of that period of time after he leaves office where he's required by law to stay quiet. And he's out there and he's on Fox News, and he's basically talking about House Speaker Boehner's plan to sue President Obama regarding the excessive use of executive orders and his misuse of them. And we are still getting statements out of the Obama White House to the effect of, we can't wait for Congress to pass the laws. We serve a higher purpose. We're going to stroke of the pen law of the land, which was a phrase we used to hear back from the Clinton White House as well. And that is not the way the country works. The president doesn't get to make up the laws. Congress votes in the laws. The only thing the president can do is either sign them or veto them. That's his entire job under the Constitution. I'm glad Ron Paul is getting out there on the media again, because we do need his voice. It's the voice of reason, restraint, fiscal responsibility. And I'm glad to see him out there. Apparently, there's been a pipeline explosion in India that's killed 15 people. That's another tragedy down there. These oil pipelines and refineries aren't really built very well, are they, here? Now, getting on back up to Ukraine, we're getting a report from Wake Up From Your Slumber. Remember this whole truce that Poroshenko said we were going to have a week-long truce to just talk things over, and apparently the Kiev National Guard, in violation of that truce, staged an attack on Slavansk, and apparently they lost 20 people. And it's just, they were talking about extending the ceasefire to Monday, and I guess that's now off. Interesting story out of RIMF.com about how the U.S.-Egyptian historic partnership reeks with hypocrisy. And what this has to do is that when Morsi was driven from power, and a new junta took over, the U.S. government made a big show of saying, well, obviously, this is not very democratic because the people haven't voted for this government. But now that we're back a little bit further on, and reporters are being thrown in prison, and people who put pictures on Facebook that don't support Islam are being thrown in prison, and it's a dictatorship worse than Mubarak, the United States is all buddy-buddy with the junta. They just released another $500 million of your money to support el-Sisi, keeping the Egyptian people under control. The U.S. can say whatever it wants. It's who they send money and support to that tells you the story about what's really going on out there. And the U.S. is supporting this military junta in Egypt, just like they're supporting a military junta up in Ukraine. Now, there's a very bizarre story that came out of Infowars.com. EPA employees asked to stop defecating in office hallways. And apparently, the federal workers are so bored at not really having much of any real work to do that they've kind of gotten a little bit creative on how they're going to pass the time. Now, remember, your average federal worker is paid 50% more than the same worker doing the same job in the private sector. This is how the federal government buys the loyalty of the federal workers. They're getting a lot more money than you are for doing the same work, and they're not even really doing all that much. And apparently there's an epidemic of minor vandalism, purposefully clogging toilets, surfing porn on taxpayer-paid-for computers during their taxpayer-paid-for work time. And apparently, remember, not too long ago, contractors were building secret man caves in an EPA warehouse. Nobody knew it was there. It was big projection TV, carpeting, easy chairs. Apparently, one employee pretended to work for the CIA in order to get unlimited vacations. Apparently, over in Denver, Colorado, there's a problem with EPA employees relieving themselves in the hallways. And I'm sure they've got plenty of bathrooms there. It's just a way where the employees are showing their anger and ire. And it tells us that inside the federal government, all is not rosy. They're showing the stress and strain. Now, up in Canada, there's an ongoing stink regarding GlaxoSmithKline and their Quebec plant, which was just hit with an FDA report documenting concerns about contaminations in their products going back to 2011. Well, Health Canada decided they were going to investigate to find out how safe the products coming out of this Quebec factory were, and whatever it is they found in the manufacturing of this flu vaccine, they've decided the Canadian people don't need to know because they're keeping their inspection report secret. And the excuse is that what's in the report is confidential business secrets for GlaxoSmithKline, and that takes precedence over the issues of patient safety. And we've seen that here in the United States of America, where the supposed regulatory agencies that are supposed to be looking out for the welfare of ordinary Americans consistently side with the very corporations they're supposed to be keeping watch on. Whether it's the SEC looking the other way for 12 years while Bernie Madoff ripped off his investors to the tune of $65 billion, Minerals Management Service that overlooked the fact that the manual blowout preventer on the Deepwater Horizon was 4 years overdue for mandatory maintenance, the abuses of the Bureau of Land Management, taking the land away from the American people, selling it to corporations, pledging it as collateral on the debt. And now it seems to be the case up in Canada, where the FDA's report on GlaxoSmithKline raised the concern over contaminations inside these vaccines, including tiny glass particles. That was reported. And Canada's own health department said, well, we looked and, you know, we're not going to tell you what we found. Amazing stuff. Story out of naturalnews.com. The vials of flu vaccine produced by GlaxoSmithKline contain 25,000 times more mercury than is legally allowed in drinking water. Now, the mercury is the basis of a preservative that gets put into the vaccine so that they will last longer on the store shelf. There'll be less loss, greater profits. But there is a large body of evidence suggesting that the epidemic of autism we're seeing all across America is caused by this toxic mercury poisoning. They're pumping mercury into our kids' veins. And there was a huge investigation leading up to lawsuits, and when the Homeland Security Act was passed, it included a rider saying, you may not sue the manufacturer of any vaccine, no matter what they pump into your arm, because the vaccine makers are critical infrastructure in the war on terror. And at that point, all the investigations collapsed, because without the expectation of a return from a civil lawsuit, nobody wanted to fund research. And they just killed it. Now, over in Kyrgyzstan, they have now banned all GMO products, plants, and imports. They're scraping their country out. They don't want any of that stuff any longer. So I'm sure the U.S. is already figuring out a way they can invade Kyrgyzstan and teach them the error of their ways. GMO is your friend. GMO loves you. There is no reason to not want to, you know, have to spend the rest of your life constantly buying new seeds from our large corporations instead of saving your seeds from your own crops. That is so 19th century, after all. It's time to be modern. All righty, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just
what... And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I know we had a caller who called in, then dropped, if you want to call on back here. Now, following Hurricane Sandy, the American Red Cross raised something like $300 million. And yet we hear from the people who were victims of Hurricane Sandy that there really has not been a lot of help forthcoming to recover from the storm. And we know the reason why there was so much damage from Hurricane Sandy was neglect of the infrastructure. Trees were not being cut back from power lines. So when the storm blew the tree limbs down, they would take the power lines down, started some fires. We know the storm drains were full of debris. They weren't being kept open, so the water backed up, and it was a horrible tragedy. And the Red Cross raised $300 million, and apparently some public interest groups are, where did that money go? And so they filed a public records request asking the Red Cross, you know, where did the money go? You collected $300 million under the name of Hurricane Sandy. Where exactly was it spent? And the Red Cross is fighting this request on the grounds that how they spend the money they raise is a trade secret. sounds a little bizarre. Now, the Red Cross has a reputation that has been carefully crafted throughout the years, but every once in a while we keep hearing that it's not quite as charitable as you might think. And I have a personal story I want to share with you. My mother was a tremendous supporter of the Red Cross. Volunteer, had her Red Cross lifesavers pin, was donating blood all the time as she was growing up. When I was born, I needed a full blood transfusion because the blood chemistry was a little off. And as it turns out, I have a rare blood type. So my mother went down to the Red Cross and said, well, you know, I'm going to need so much blood here when my baby is born. And the Red Cross told her, oh, well, this is a rare blood type. And the exchange rate is 30 for one. And you haven't donated enough. So you're going to have to pay for the blood. And, of course, my mother didn't have the money. And fortunately, the reason I'm still here is the post office in our hometown, Watertown, they all went down and donated blood to the Red Cross in my mother's name in order to get enough to basically deal with a very difficult birth. But this is kind of how the Red Cross operates. They don't always seem to come across thinking about what's best for the people as opposed to what's best for the Red Cross. And there are a lot of stories out there. And now we have this, where the Red Cross went out, huge advertising campaign, donate money for the victims of Hurricane Sandy, and $300 million came in. And the people who were victims of Hurricane Sandy are saying, we're not seeing it here. And somebody wanted to find out what the Red Cross did with the money, and the Red Cross is saying, that's a trade secret. You have no right to know what we do with the money that you give us here. All righty, let's see. Now, we were talking the other day about how the U.S. government is allowing corporations to make claims on their products on the basis that corporations now have free speech rights. Corporate persons have now been granted the right to freedom of speech. And the example we used is that the FDA will not penalize or criticize any companies putting all natural on their food products, even if the food products are not all natural. Because to deny them the use of that word natural would be to infringe on their right to freedom of speech. That's how bizarre it's getting. Well, apparently there's another situation here where these large big box home stores are selling plants that are labeled as bee friendly. And as it turns out, these plants are actually quite toxic to bees. Thousands of times more toxic than DDT. But if we stop them from saying bee friendly, that's an infringement on their right to free speech. And folks, the First Amendment is there to protect the truth, not to protect liars. It's a sign of just how perverted our government has become, that you and I are required to be in these little cages out of the way to exercise our right to freedom of speech, but corporations can say whatever they want, and it's protected speech under the First Amendment. There is a case apparently before the Supreme Court, waiting to hear on that, where campaign speeches are protected free speech. You can't stand up and say, I know you're lying, or you'll be cited for infringing on the free speech rights of the political candidates. But the First Amendment doesn't exist to protect lies and liars. It exists to protect those who are telling the truth from the revenge of those who don't want the truth to be told. We're going to take a phone call here. Nathan in Kansas. Aloha, Nathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks, Michael. It's good talking to you. Basically, you know, hearing about the dissolving of our southern border and the fact that now these immigrants illegal aliens are coming up and they're actually having the swine flu and different things like that. It's interesting because, you know, the Fed DizOps? They actually posted some things earlier this year about having emergency tents, being able to, you know what I'm talking about, being able to, what am I trying to say?
Yeah, well, they were planning for this from January is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Yeah.
But there's more clues to it. I mean, what was the other thing that they had that was, the nannies or the caregivers.
Yeah, the caregivers for the...
I think there's more to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like they're bringing in this giant population of young men age 14 to 17. We know that some of them are already being housed on these reactivated Army bases. Are they being put through basic training at the same time? Is Obama building his new domestic security force out of a population of people completely unsympathetic to the legal American citizens? I mean, we don't know. We just know that something is going on. And, you know, for a country that is a country that, you know, we've got half the people in Detroit can't pay for their water bill, and yet our government is spending all this money to bring these people in and house them and care for them and buy them underwear.
Yeah.
We just need to find out what's going on. Is it just to create instant Democratic voters? We don't have enough jobs for these people. We don't have enough food for these people. There's something going on, and we don't have a clear picture of what the real agenda is here yet.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a contractor, and I I'm up against really super dirt cheap illegal aliens. You know, it's maddening. And we also know that I don't know exactly who it is, but Mexicans are actually shooting at our Border Patrol and kind of basically showing that they really don't care. I mean, I see it every day. I mean, not that every single illegal that's here is bad, but I do see it. It's a lack of respect for America, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, at a time when, you know, the flood of illegals is driving down wages and salaries, at a time where the government and the bankers are saying we're supposed to somehow come up with more money to cover all these bad bonds, prop up Wall Street, prop up Israel, pay for the wars, pay down the government's treasury bond bubble, it doesn't really make sense in the long run. And that is really the heart of the poor quality thinking we're seeing coming out of Washington, D.C. They don't seem to be considering the consequences of any of their actions beyond maybe a few months into the future.
Well, and I think that's part of their agenda to actually break America.
Well, they're certainly going about it the right way, but I think the reality is there will be a backlash. They seem to be pursuing this agenda with the idea that we Americans, who are legal citizens, who were born here in this country, we're just going to stand back and say, okay, the government is, you know, destroying our country in front of us, and we won't do anything about it. That's not going to happen. There will be a breaking point at some point where we're going to stand up and say, okay, you know, it's like that governor of Louisiana said, there is a growing population of Americans ready to march into Washington, D.C. and take back the country by force.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of those illegal immigrants will become targets. And I'm not encouraging any of this. I'm simply saying these are the effects that are going to happen. We're going to see.
And that's why
we're going to see the illegal immigrants are going to be targets. And the American people are just going to say, well, if the Border Patrol and the U.S. government can't get rid of these illegals who are destroying our economy and bringing in all these illnesses, we're going to have to do it. Swine flu, MERS, infectious tuberculosis. Sooner or later, one of these guys coming up from Central America is going to be carrying the Ebola virus because they can't get in front of that one.
I live close to the central hub of the NAFTA superhighway, where they actually have two facilities where they bring in the trucks. The trucks come up through. A lot of times Mexican truck drivers are actually bringing them into this area. They're offloading them into these two big facilities, and it's part of the NAFTA superhighway. I mean, they want to implode America.
Well, you know, maybe part of that
they want the North American Union.
Well, that idea is already falling apart. Look at how the European Union is falling apart.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's DOA.
It is. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you, Nathan. We've got one more phone call when we come back from these commercials.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AKSportsCenter.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of this, our Friday show here. We're going to take one more phone call. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, how you doing, Mike? My personal experience with Red Cross is it was like 5 days after 9/11. Tropical Storm Gabrielle blew into the west coast of Florida, and as a result, a tree fell at my house, and the Red Cross came in saying they were going to help. Well, Red Cross said they were going to help.
Hello? I think we just lost the call. All right. Okay. Okay, it sounded to me like he got disconnected. All righty, well, we're going to close the phones here for the rest of the show here because I got some stories I got to cover. We're just now seeing a breaking story out of Kiro TV up in Washington State. Joint Base Lewis McChord is now been identified as one of the military installations to temporarily house children from Central America who are coming across that U.S.-Mexico border. They're filling up all these military bases with these young men aged 14 to 17. It's like Obama is building a new foreign army in the heart of our country right now. And I'm going to assume that all these kids, these illegals, they've got plenty of drinking water. unlike the legal citizens of Detroit. So there is something very, very ugly being done here. Are they just instant Democratic voters? Are they just here to crush down wages and salaries for the benefit of the money junkies? Or is the reason these people are being brought up on trains from Central America and housed on these military bases across the United States is to be a new private army for the president to keep us slaves in our place? It's a very alarming development. It doesn't make any sense when we don't have enough jobs for legal American citizens, when we don't have enough food and water for the legal American citizens, for the government to just be hauling these people in, advertising for them to come here. Somebody's paying for all those trains who are bringing those people up from Central America to that Mexican border. There's something going on here, and we'd better find out what it is. I suspect that all of these grand plans for the New World Order and the North American Union are stumbling badly. And our government, which we already know from human-caused global warming and Obamacare, can never admit they've made a mistake and changed their plans. I think they've just put the pedal to the metal. Even as these plans are all falling apart and becoming known to the public, their only solution is let's move faster. Let's implement it now. Let's just try and rush it through before the American people finish waking up to what's really going on. But this welcomed, invited, taxpayer-funded invasion of all these illegal alien young men stinks to high heaven. And as I said before, King Charles I of Britain tried to bring in Scottish troops to keep his subjects under control. So this is not without historic precedent. And as I said before, when the British people found out what Charles had done, he lost his crown all the way down to the collarbone. So if you see these flood of illegals being dumped in your town, and now we're hearing that they're being sent all the way to Washington State. That costs money. They're not just housing them in tents right there in Texas. They're busing them to Arizona. They're flying them to Boston. They're flying to L.A. Now we find out they're flying them up to Washington State. They're trying to deploy them across the countryside. If you see any of this, especially if you see these illegal immigrants being given military equipment and training, I want photographs of it. Because something very, very ugly is going on right in the middle of our country. Story out of reader-supported news, F-35 burns on runway during testing. This airplane is not operational. It's not even deployed out there. And it's just, they're leaking oil. They're bursting into flames on takeoff. This is the most expensive weapons system in U.S. history, $400 billion and counting. Actually, with the development costs, it's already estimated to have cost $1 trillion. The estimated lifetime cost of this whole project is $1.5 trillion. It's 10 years behind schedule. It's inferior to the current Chinese and Russian fighter planes. It's already gone 100% over its original cost estimate. The Pentagon has lowered its performance specs so that they can say it's meeting its requirement and still years away from being operational. It's an absolute disaster. Over in Japan, apparently the Fukushima ice wall has now failed, which we knew it was going to. The whole idea was just bad engineering right from the start. Why? Well, because what they're trying to contain down there in the ground is hot. That radioactive material that is washed down out of those reactors down into the ground that they were going to try and trap behind this ice wall is very hot from decay processes. And now it has failed, and there are growing radiation leaks from Fukushima. Story over at IntelliHub. After years of denial, the mainstream corporate media, they're not mainstream anymore. The corporate media is now admitting that, yes, the Fukushima reactor's cores melted down. Remember when Reactor 3 exploded, that huge cloud into the sky, and they said, oh, it's just a hydrogen explosion, nothing to worry about. Hydrogen, when it burns, produces water, which is white. And the cloud that came out of Reactor 3 was this pale, sickly green, yellow-green. which we identified as being the color of the quadrivalent form of plutonium oxide. We knew all along these reactors had melted down. And for years we've been getting, no, the reactor cores are fine. They're everything's just fine. It's just a line. Now they're finally saying, yeah, they melted down. You got us. Now, over at WIPP in New Mexico, the level of radiation continues to increase since that accident. And they don't know how to deal with that either. Meanwhile, there's a very standard computer algorithm used for compressing data called the Lempel-Ziv-Oberhummer data compression algorithm. It's everywhere. It's on your computer. And they're using it on Mars Curiosity. Well, apparently, Oberhummer just released a new version, 2.07, after the discovery that the previous versions, the ones that are on your appliances and tablets and computers, and the one used on the Mars Curiosity rover, may experience a buffer overrun, which would crash the entire system. So there's a little bit of computer engineering there for you. All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour, and of course, this is the day when Claire and I go out and try and scrounge up food for Oahu's homeless and hungry. And as we get into the weekend here, you probably even heard it on the microphone. This RIMPAC is already underway, and the military aircraft are taking off and flying overhead and rattling the windows. And it does seem rather obvious that right now the U.S. government does have us in a wartime economy. No money for the people of Detroit to have water, plenty of money for RIMPAC, plenty of money for F-35s that don't work, F-22s that asphyxiate their pilots. Half a billion to the Egyptian junta, more money and weapons and supplies to the Kiev junta. Another half billion going in to find another rebel group to go up against Assad. All of our nation's wealth is being squandered on these wars of conquest to pursue a policy which in the long run must fail. And the biggest problem we have right now, and we've seen it repeated time and time again, this government is institutionally incapable of admitting error, mistake, or changing course. They're still pushing human-caused global warming despite several record-setting winters in a row. They're still promoting Obamacare as being absolutely perfect despite all the problems. This government is now worse than the former Soviet Union in terms of the level of deception directed against the people of the nation and the rest of the world. And the rest of the world and the people know it. This situation can't continue indefinitely. It has to come down. When and how that failure will happen, time will solve that mystery. But we do have to be very concerned about this government being desperate enough to try a new false flag to try and reinvigorate the American people into that war fever against those gosh darn Muslims. So be alert. Talk about this problem. Just tell all your friends, you know, our government's so desperate for a new war, they may drop a nuke on our own country. Because they've certainly done this sort of thing before. All right, have a good weekend. Stay safe, stay alert, stay knowledgeable, stay skeptical. Please visit republicbroadcasting.org and hit that donate button. Go to Republic Trading Group to buy your physical silver and physical gold. If you have not already done so, now is the time to start. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
With finance.